Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friend. Welcome to the Pastor's Heart Broadcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. In 2 Kings chapter 14, I'll read verses 1 through 3. In the second year of Joash, the son of Jehoahaz, king of Israel, reigned in Amaziah, the son of Joash, king of Judah. He was 20 and 5 years old when he began to reign, and reigned 20 and 9 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Jehoiadan of Jerusalem. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, yet not like David, his father. Jehoahaz becomes king of Israel. He's only 25 years old. And he will reign as king for 29 years. Jehoahaz was not a bad person, and he did do good, but the Bible says that he did not do good like David, his father, had. In other words, he did right, but not to the level of right that God had expected of David. We live in a society, in a time that believes to the core that being good is good enough. God tells us here that being good, or even the absence of bad, is not bad. And it's not good enough. Simply not doing bad does not make a person good. There must be a presence of good for one to be good. Jehoahaz was not a bad person, but his level of doing good was not very high. In today's world, we think that if a child does not get in trouble, that he is a good child. No, that's not true. One must do good in order to be good. The absence of bad does not make one good. We think a teenager who does what he's told is a good teenager. No, he may be obedient, but he's good when he begins to do things and do good things before he's told to do them. We think that an employee who does not get in trouble is a good employee. No, he is a good employee when he works hard and is productive and is doing good without being forced to do so. You see, God tells us here that Jehoahaz did good, but not to the level of doing of good like King David. We have lowered the bar or the standard of doing good. God was not displeased with good being done, but he was hoping that more good would be done, because more good helps more people. Christians and churches today seem to have accepted this philosophy of not doing bad means that they are good, and it is not true. They begin to barometer good by how well the world accepts them. Are we accepted in our community? How does it make us feel? I cannot and I do not judge people's motives. Just because someone at their church, though, is not bad, does not mean that they're good. I want every person at Grace Baptist Church, I want every person in every church to be all God wants them to be. I don't want us to get sucked up into this. Well, what's wrong with this, preacher? How about we ask the question, what's right with this? Every part of our life should be about the doing of good, not just the avoiding of bad. We have generation after generation of Christians comparing themselves to the world, saying, I'm not as bad as they are, but let me ask you a question. Are you as good as what God wants you to be? Let me give you a few thoughts today. Number one, salvation is not just the absence of bad. It is the application of good. Now, I realize that a person does not get saved by works. Bible is clear on the fact that we are not saved by our works. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. We absolutely cannot do anything in our own sinful flesh to attain salvation. But something happens at salvation, because it's not just the presence of bad in our life that causes us to go to hell. Romans chapter 4, verse number 6 says, even as David also describeth the blessedness of the man unto whom God imputeth righteousness without works. You see, once a person gets saved, not only is their sin wiped away, it's forgiven, that only brings them up to zero. There is a righteousness required for us to get to heaven, though. And God imputes the righteousness of Jesus Christ into our life. Romans 4, 21. And being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able to perform. And therefore, it was imputed to him for righteousness. Now, it was not written for our sake alone, but it was imputed to him, but for us also to whom it shall be imputed, if we believe in on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. You see, we are not saved by just the absence of the bad, but by the presentness of good or righteousness. So, we don't get to heaven by our good. We get to heaven by the righteousness of Jesus Christ. It's not just the absence of sin, but the presence of righteousness. Number two, simply avoiding bad is not being good. The book of James chapter 1 says, therefore to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. We might know what good is, but if we're not doing good, the Bible says, then it's sin. You know, you don't have a good church because it has all the pretty programs and training sessions and it has all the good things. Being a nice person is not just by coming by avoiding nasty things. A good parent is not one who avoids being rough and being mean when it's needed to get the children to do right. A good child is not a good child because they don't get in trouble. A good child is one that does good. Number three, Bible standards are not just avoiding being bad. It is the presence of doing good. God wants us different than the world. We are not to compare our dress. We're not to compare our music. We're not to compare our attitudes. We're not to compare what we do as Christians to the world. You know, we're supposed to dress the way God wants, not just different than the world. Our music is not to be culturally acceptable. It's to be God's way. You see, that's why soul winning is out there. We're to go out and do it God's way and not come up with cute things and cute programs. Hey, Jehoahaz was not a bad person, but he wasn't doing all the good that he should. Let's have a great day today, and let's give God a great day today.
Thank you for listening to The Pastor's Heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
Tell and sing the news.